John, what did you make of that performance? So good in patches, and then there are other patches you probably would be frustrated with.
Yeah, look, frustrated with the some of the decision making, frustrated with some of the skill execution. You know, we tried to use our numbers around the ball and at times probably went sideways when we could have taken ground. Just the confidence to back our legs and take that ground was probably missing in patches. So we overused it a bit and could have taken ground more often, especially considering our tall forwards were giving us good contest. They weren't marking it as much as we would have liked, but they were giving us really good contest. And we probably weren't giving them the opportunities we should have been.
Was there a dramatic change in the fourth quarter, or did the game decide
rapidly? We got smacked at stoppages in the last quarter. Yeah, so just some players not getting their roles right at the right time. And, you know, there's a couple of inexperienced players that probably didn't quite get it right, but we'll learn from that. They'll learn from that, that, you know, they're on the big stage in a great clash. Collingwood, Carlton were right in it up until, you know, they moved away in that last quarter.
So, just on that, Paddy Cripps, 6 clearances in the last quarter.
Yeah, well, he's growing and he's learning and he's so strong in the contest and, you know, he's growing up really quickly. He's turning into a man very, very quickly and his clean hands, his ability to absorb pressure, absorb physicality and still get nice, clean hands out to our players to advantage. Yeah, he was enormous.
You spoke last week of making a couple of your players going through the motions. It's not an accusation I thought you would have been making after today's.
No, I don't think so. Oh, look, I'll you watch the contest a lot when you're coaching on match day. I'll be giving the behind goals vision a once over when we get into the back office. But I think we showed I talked about grit last week and talked about intent this week, and I think we showed that for the full 4 quarters. We just let ourselves down with our decision making, skill execution, overuse.
What do you say to Clem Smith giving a free kick away in that instance? It's pretty cruel, but that's the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't Clem Smith.
No, it wasn't?
No.
Can you tell us who it was in that sense?
I'll let you guys do a little bit of homework on that. But yeah, it was disappointing. That was a disappointing free.
Were there a couple of instances, just decision making, as you said, in that last quarter that hurt? Just little bits and pieces. You would have been proud of some of the efforts, like Dylan Buckley going hard, probably gives the 50 away. If he didn't go hard, he wouldn't be happy in that sense. But is it just a learning curve for some of those guys?
Yeah, so that's part of the decision making process. So I think we talk about decision making with ball in hand, but there's also decisions that you make off the ball. And yeah, you didn't quite get that one right, but we want him to be aggressive. Sometimes it's a fine line. There probably wasn't a fine line in that one. That was too late. Back till he picks the ball up, running through the centre. Should have given first give. We get clean air, we're away. Gets tackled, holds onto it, gets tackled. Goal. So they're just the little parts of games that where you don't quite get that decision right, it hurts you. So we go inside 50 if we get that right. We get it wrong, they go inside 50 and kick a goal. So the inches become enormous when you don't get those decisions right.
With Cripps and his coaching for players development, coaching for the future, what sort of direction do you give him today and what sort of role do you want him to play to build him into the best player in the league?
Well, he's been really good in the stoppages. Murph has been outstanding in terms of providing a great example. And they're just a couple of players that the Carlton Football Club needs to build a team around, because that's what's going to take us forward into the future. And we just want them to grow in all aspects of the game. And I'll leave that up to you to work out what they are.
Do you think Chris deserves the run start forward?
Absolutely. But I haven't seen enough of the other rising stars to provide an unbiased opinion, but absolutely.
John, you spoke about what's gone right and what's gone wrong today. What do you sense of it's up?
Sentiments? We need to keep learning. We need to keep growing. Every time we perform, whether it's on the weekend, during training, we need to learn from it. And you assess, you review, you learn, you grow. And that's what we want to do as a football club.
Any reflections on dropping Menzel and Yarra after
that? Oh, look, I was pretty clear on that decision through the week. It played out as it played out. We go in less experienced and arguably with less talent. But we need to be unconditional with the want for our players to give four quarters of strong intent.
Did you get a feel for how, you know, certainly looked like there was a knee injury with Chris early in the reserves game? Did you get a feel for whether he's right or not?
Oh, look, I saw patches of the VFL game. I saw some elements of fight in both those players. I obviously haven't seen the full. I'll get a look at that during the week, and we'll make those assessments as we see.
No issue with the knee in that sense.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Not that I've heard.